like it is.
Mingus, thanks for coming to Like It Is. It's an honor to have you here.
It's good to be here, Gil.
What was that tune that you just opened with?
Oh, that's titled Love Is a Dangerous Necessity.
It's an elaborate opening, and then it goes right into a blues. Is that your composition?
Yeah, that's mine.
Introduce the organization to me.
Charles McPherson, alto saxophone.
Welcome to Like It Is.
Glad to be here.
You got a couple albums out.
As a matter of fact, I have 6 out on Prestige.
Well, nice to have you here. And on piano?
Jackie Byard. He also has his own record out.
Oh, he's a marvelous pianist. Yeah. I've worshipped him for a long, long time. An important musician.
Very important.
And on trumpet?
Eddie Preston. He's played with everybody.
Everybody?
Just about.
That's a lot of people.
Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Lionel Hampton. Who else, Eddie? I miss it.
Well, I can believe it. After that introduction, that was an amazing...
This is a rough part.
Oh. All right. And next? Next?
It's Bobby Jones. He's charming with Woody Herman's band.
How long has Bobby been with you?
About 6 weeks.
Uh-huh. Are you taking him overseas with you?
Yes, he's going along with the band.
Fine. And last but not least?
Danny Richmond, my brother on drums. We've been together for 15 years.
Welcome to Like It Is. It's an honor to have you all here. Charlie, what about your artistry? You go back a bit. You go back to the days of Charlie Parker and then some.
Back for Kid Ory, I played with quite a few people.
Really?
Louis Armstrong, yeah. I played with the real roots of the thing.
No kidding. Where were you with Louis Armstrong? Where was that?
We stopped when he went south. I joined him in California. He went down to Alabama, and I was afraid to go.
Why? Because of the racial scene?
I was told that they lynched people in those days. And I was too young to disbelieve it, and I thought I would react differently than most people.
Music is changing. Nowadays, a lot of people feel that music has something to do with the so-called revolution of black people. Do you agree?
It's a hard thing to say quickly, but music is a higher level of the ultimate goal, or perhaps what everybody is seeking to do. Because in jazz, if you talk about jazz alone, there is no mistakes, but there are mistakes in what the people are doing, trying to make things fall into line.
Well, as an artist, do you reverberate off of what's happening here with our people in America? Does it affect your music and what you write and play?
Definitely it does. I try not to write as many tunes as, like Fables of Phobos, for instance, which I'm not doing tonight. I just take a thing like that and use my impression of the pain, of whatever the strife that he causes. I feel myself that I have the answer for a lot of people.
Fables of Phobos.
Yeah, that's a great guy. He was a great guy. He died of cancer of the throat.
Yeah. Well, what occurrence in current history has affected your music the most, would you say?
Duke Ellington, Charlie Parker. But I would say Duke Ellington and Charlie Parker are the same, because Duke used full chords from 23rds, from tonic to 23rd, or 16th, flat 16th, flat 23rds. Charlie Parker, all he did to me was play what Duke was doing on top and play the top and the bottom part of the chord. Before Bird, most of the guys, by my ears, were just playing the bottom part as a guide, and then played the top part of the solo line around the melody. Bird played all through the changes. And in a sense, that's what Duke is doing also.
It just seems a shame that not enough people nowadays are aware of who Charlie Parker really was and how important he is.
Maybe somebody will build a monument to him someday.
Yes.
I think those days are coming.
You really think so?
I think it's coming.
I hope so. I think there'll have to be one set up to you, too. You're a very important artist.
That's nice of you to say that.
What is the name of the next composition you're going to play?
Orange Was the Color of Her Dress, then Silk Blues.
All right. like you all. Well, that's about all we have time for. Before we close the show, let's hear some more music from Charlie Mingus. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. For Like It Is, I'm Gil Noble. Good afternoon. We'll be right back.